With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. My name is Zach. You know, of the Star Companion. It's been a while. Since your favorite boys have been on here, but you know what? It's a new year, and we're gonna be back. So, this episode was filmed in the middle of COVID, and I have a couple more that I'll be putting in here. And so, if you're listening to this in the future, weird, huh? What's that COVID thing? But if you're listening to it right as it comes out, we had quite the middle to the end of the year, and we'll talk about that more when we start recording some new live shows, and that will be later this week. So hang in there, guys. We're gonna be back, and it's gonna be great. And if you like what you hear, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. And also, yeah, I miss Star Trek. I missed you. You'll get the scoop from David when he's back on. And you know, take care of yourself. Okay, bye.
David.
My name's David too.
And we are the Star Companion.
The internet's premiere. Star Trek fan podcast.
Yeah, that's what we are.
We're on a roll.
That's Zach.
I'm Zach.
Yeah.
David too.
David too.
What do we do here, David?
We review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate. Unless something new comes out, like that wonderful new show called The Lower Decks.
It's so good. Yeah. Wow. That's going to put Star Trek on the map.
It sure is. And it's going to open up the franchise to a younger, older...
A younger adult audience?
Some sort of audience.
Teenage audience?
Yeah. If you're listening to this in the future, we recorded this in midway through 2020.
Yeah.
When... Lower Decks came out. Who knows if it went on to have a great history or not.
Yeah, maybe it'll get better and you'll be like, those fucking idiots didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully at that point, by the time we're done with this grand journey, we'll be on to different shows. I mean, you know, maybe in 20 years it'll be... If you like what you hear here... You can send us a buck or two at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
What do we got for them, Zach? We've got stickers.
We've got packs.
We got packs.
We've got cards.
We got a card.
We can write messages on them.
We got this bitchin' card, which if you can't see it, well, it's kind of hard to see.
It's like a reverse holo
of Kirk. And he's got a very serious look on his face. There's a little bit of a bend on the card. Some scuffage, but other than that, it's a holographic Man of His Time card.
Fun.
Get at us if you want it. It's yours.
Okay. Can I have it?
Sure.
Oh, wow. All right. It's off.
It's off.
It's sold. Yep. You guys should have been there. You had a chance. Just kidding. It's still available.
Got a few bucks?
Well, I mean, actually, yeah, we'll send any of these cards to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
If you hear it and when you eventually see it, we got them.
Yeah. However.
Okay.
If we find a signed card.
Yeah, if an auto shows up, it's ours.
Yeah, we're keeping it. And we'll probably post it behind us or something, or maybe put it on some sort of social media. Sorry. But if you want signed cards, you got to buy packs yourself.
I bought it. I mean, this is like a 30-year-old box of cards. Yeah. Anyway.
And also, we'll send packs out to people who want them, and maybe there's a signed card in there.
Yeah.
Because we don't open all of them.
But if you open one with a signed auto, you got to mail it back.
Yeah, you got to send it back. And you have to send back an apology as well.
An apology and $50.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how that works. That's that's the trading card business.
It is.
We're businessmen.
It's a tough game.
As you can tell.
It's a tough game.
Anyway, meanwhile,
should we open a pack?
Oh, yeah, let's open packs.
Open a pack.
What do you want?
I'll let you decide, and while you do that, I'll let the fans know what's going on. Today is Enterprise Season 4, Episode 4. The name of the episode is Borderland, and the star date is 0517215.4. So if you remember, the pink ones are the new gen.
And all right, let's fucking rip this pack. I've got the original series.
These are easier to open.
Shittier plastic for sure.
Yeah.
All right, look at this. It's a Walter Koenig. I don't remember that character in the show. we've got another Leonard Nimoy.
Double.
Another Eevee suit. Okay.
Double.
Another TV credit card.
Double.
Oh, and the famous first on-screen interracial kiss.
Oh, Plato's stepchildren.
Oops. Whoa. Oh, throwing it around. Guess I can't get it graded now after David's gummy jam hands touched it.
I ate breakfast and didn't wash my hands.
The ultimate computer.
Oh.
Oh, I remember this episode.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They call that Apple.
Wow, look at this one. Day. That's a card right there.
That's a corridor.
It's just corridor.
That next one's a card.
The Paradise Syndrome.
Look at Kirk. He's got a big...
This looks appropriated.
Yeah.
That's an appropriated outfit.
He's got a big nickel on his head, on his front forehead.
Oh, a piece of the action.
Oh, we got Spock, see, with a Tommy gun right next to Bones.
That's fun.
I'm describing these for the listeners.
I appreciate that.
We've got a hypo spray, really old looking, not your dad's hypo spray, but your granddad's.
And then the bridge.
Deck 1 bridge on the NCC-1701.
And then the Mark of Gideon.
We got a contemplative Kirk.
Pensive Kirk.
In his yellow.
He can play it all, and that's why we like Bill.
Billy Shatz. On my first card, we got Picard and Riker just sitting right next to each other.
Hamming it up.
Hamming it up.
Chumming it up.
We got Dr. Leia Brahms, which is, I remember this episode. Oh, yeah. She.
That's Geordi's love influence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He does like
he falls in love with a hologram.
Yeah. And she finds out about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Picard. We got JL and Data.
JL!
We got Picard and Wesley. This is the episode where Picard falls deathly ill and Wesley has to save the day.
Picard and who?
Some ensign.
Boy.
We got Data and the mom from the first Terminator.
Oh my god.
It's Tasha.
Sarah Connor?
Yeah, Sarah Connor. Thank you. Tasha Yar's sister. We got Sarek. We got our main man Sarek looking virile.
Whoa.
Looking Vulcan-y.
Before he gets sick, I guess.
There's nothing that man can't do. What? A matter of perspective. This is the one where Riker goes on trial for rape.
Oh, yeah. They really did a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it was rape, but it was just funny to say. The bonding, I don't remember this episode. I guess we'll get there. It's a young child, maybe. Is that
the one where Picard's responsible for the death of these parents, too, or something?
Probably.
Oh, no. This is their down... someone gets, like, a new... someone gets a new command down, and they go down on the planet, right? Mm. So, and then the mom dies in an explosion, and Picard has to break the news to him that his mom's dead.
And he has to be a new dad?
And he's got to be a new dad.
It's a good app.
Oh, that's right. And then, and then there's this, like, weird thing where they meet, like, some sort of projection of his parents on another planet.
Oh, okay. This is Up the Long Ladder. It looks like some sort of soiree that Picard and Riker have been invited to. It's like there's, like, hay and stuff.
Wow.
In the shuttle bay.
Okay.
Data's Day. So this is the day that Data learns how to dance with Crusher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right before the wedding for Keiko.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly Human. This is a great episode. One of my favorites, actually. It's where they discover these kids
who took
over that space station, and they're really humans, but they've been adopted, and that dude stabs Picard in the heart, JL in the heart. And this is Picard's vacation on Risa, getting a little action. Getting a little kiss.
Oh, that's a good one.
A little kissy kiss, a little smoochies.
And that's when he brings the idol down there for a little bit of fun and goes crazy.
Yeah.
It's good stuff there. I don't want sex.
Yeah. He's just sitting there trying to read his book.
More or less what he says.
So those are cards, folks. If you like any of those, the way that we described them, just let us know and we'll send it over to you.
Yeah, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Did I cover that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. So as David said, we're doing Borderlands, Star Trek Enterprise, and right at the beginning, it's fucking J.G. Hertzler, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Klingon God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And
Martok.
Yeah, it's Martok. Don't look at my notes.
And the Klingons capture some humans, it looks like.
Yeah.
But really, who they've captured is Ip Man. And Ip Man proceeds to kick the shit out of the Klingons.
I almost watched Ip Man last night.
It's a good movie.
I know it is, yeah.
Fantastic movie.
I just saw the fourth one came out and I thought I'd rewatch.
He's like a Chinese John Wick.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great explanation. Mm-hmm. On the topic of John Wick, I know you guys are wondering.
Yeah.
They're going to film John Wick 4 and 5 at the same time.
Nice.
So, I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch Bill and Ted's new movie?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it a look.
It's probably going to suck.
Yeah, I probably will.
But I like Keanu enough to...
He's a good guy.
To watch it.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
So the credits roll, and we get to see who's guest starring in this episode. And
uh-oh.
There's a little up-and-comer named Big Show. Did you see that?
Whoa, Big Show's Big in Show. This one? Did you know he's the third wrestler?
Really?
Professional wrestler, yeah. There was The Rock, of course.
Of course.
And The Rock was in that silly Voyager episode, which is a lot of fun. But then there's also Tommy Tiny Lister Jr., who guest starred as Klang in Broken Bow.
Really?
Which I didn't realize.
I don't know who Tommy Tiny Lister Jr. is.
I don't know, but that's when I get angry.
That's when I get angry.
Yeah, this is Brent Spiner's first Star Trek appearance without Picard.
Yeah.
Or Frakes.
Yeah, and that's the other person who's guest starring in this episode is Brent Spiner. And, they basically, the Klingons get all pissed off and they say, hey, we know the humans went over and killed some of our guys, so we're going to wage war. Mm-hmm. We're Klingons. We don't mince meat here.
No.
We go right.
Unless it's Targ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they mince that.
Then they mince that freshly. But we're going to escalate it to all out in Galactic War, because that seems appropriate. And Archer comes in and Dr. Soong says, "Oh, Archer, what are you doing here?" And he says, "It's Ip Man, Soong. It's Ip Man, I tell you. They've taken the Klingons and we're on the verge of war."
Well, if it isn't Jonathan Archer, the man who saved the planet.
What are they going to do? Name this prison after you?
Snark, dude. King waka of the snark waka there. How could a supposedly intelligent species reject technology? I just can't believe they let Lore age.
Oh.
It was weird to me. You know, same kind of ideal there.
You know, without that green paint, he's got a little baby boy skin.
He does have a little baby boy
skin. He's got nice little baby boy blue eyes. He's a cutie.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
He is. And he dies in Picard.
Wow.
So Archer says, "You're coming with me soon. We're going to go track down these augments," which are essentially their holdovers from the eugenics war.
Dad is not happy about this mission at all.
No. And Dad calls everybody in. Everybody's looking really relaxed. And Dad says, "We're on the brink of war, damn you. And the Enterprise is the only ship that can save the galaxy."
They're the closest, fastest ship.
Yep.
They're the only one that can be sent.
We gotta go.
They have the best experience.
We have to go.
The best ship, the best experience, and the best crew.
Mm-hmm.
And still no real uniform for T'Pol other than the Enterprise patch they put on the side of her arm. It's amazing. So I will say that Bird of Prey looked awesome.
Yeah, it did.
That was awesome.
It really did.
For all of you ship porn freaks out there. Not only do they show the Bird of Prey look awesome, but they pull out of the fucking space dock all slow, like.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that old holdover.
I do, too.
It's fun.
It wasn't as elongated as I wanted, but they got a show to do. You know, they got commercial spots to pay.
If they were going to take a note out of the original series, it had been an hour and a half long fucking
yeah.
leaving space dock with Kirk and the crew at, you know, 30 years later.
Acting surprised. So back on board the Klingon Bird of Prey, the Ip Man and crew have indeed taken over, and they're augments, and they wear ripped shirts and shark tooth necklaces because they're outcasts.
They're total rebels.
What did you say that they look like they're wearing?
Yo, they got that Yeezy Season 2 on. The Kanye West inspired outfit. You know, do you think Kanye West is a Star Trek fan? I don't think so.
Not a hardcore fan. I'm sure he's seen it and he's like, "Yo, that's dope."
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm sure he's not like, he probably couldn't geek out about it.
Okay. I guess that's okay.
Yeah. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
How, Sway? Yeah, anyway, keep going.
So they like Zach said, they get in their ship, their newly outfitted ship, and Dad's got himself a new lazy boy, and the NX-01 is looking cherry, son. It's looking cherry.
He's got that new lazy boy, and boy, does it look uncomfortable.
Mm-mm.
I liked when he sat into it, and there was no give.
Yeah.
He had to act his way out of how comfortable it was.
Yes, this is right. Lumbar.
Allegedly that there's, you know, Trip, as he's walking away, he goes, you know, "Does everything but a protein resequencer." Ha ha, my sister died. And then, at which point, you know, Dad laughs and he goes, yeah, we know your sister died. And Trip says, "Don't press this one button." And it's an allusion to the button from, I think, Nemesis, where Picard hits it in their seatbelts.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome. That's why you come to the Star Companion.
Nice.
Low grade research.
Yeah.
On Star Trek episodes.
Meanwhile, T'Pol's been promoted to commander, and Dad says, "Here, T'Pol, here's a compass for whenever you feel emotionally lost.
It's your first day of duty, Commander T'Pol, a present." It's just his water polo ball from college.
"I present you something that has no utility in space."
Oh, man.
And Soong bunks up with Phlox, and what a great combo, by the way. Two of my favorite characters in all of the canon, you know.
Totally. You can see Billingsley's an excellent actor, man.
Yeah,
they get some really good fucking actors.
They do.
To convey, this is something I've been thinking about a lot. Are actors who can convey a lot without very much dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Trek has a lot of that.
Right.
And I really enjoy... I mean, Jeffrey Combs, have you heard of him?
Vaguely.
That's an actor right there.
That's a dad candidate.
I gotta hit him up on Twitter or something. He could be my dad. He might be number one on my dad.
I'm sure if you were persistent enough, he'd retweet you or something.
Well, no, I want to try and like get him on the show.
That would be amazing. That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe I'll search him on 9DB Pro.
That's a great idea.
I want to wait until COVID's over because I want to meet the fucker.
Yeah. Well, we could Zoom with him.
I know, but I wanted to touch his hand. Make him put on blue lotion, or else he'll get the hose again. You think he still wants to be on it?
You go to shake his hand and you mark him with a blue marker. Oh, whoops.
Could you call me Pink Skin, please? I hope he's on Cameo.
Can you call me Pink Skin?
Call me a Pink Skin, and I want it to be... I want the, like, vitriol in your voice when you say
it. Do it, Dad. Jeff Ree Combs.
Is it Jeff? Can I call you Dad? My dad died when I was very young. That's why there's this ongoing joke. Moving on.
So,
there's no blue dad in this episode.
There's no blue dad.
There is dad, though.
There is a green dad. A great green big show dad.
Yeah, he's a big show dad.
He's big.
Did you see him pick up the ball and, like, shake her?
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
So, as Enterprise is heading off to rendezvous with the Vulcan, or with the Klingon bird of prey, they run into a race of people called the Orions, and they zoom in like this, and they take hostage 9 people, and they take them over to the slave markets.
What?
And Dad says, we gotta get over to those slave markets and figure out what's going on. And so they do get over to those slave markets, and T'Pol is the first one up for auction, and you got the auctioneer, you got the voice. We got a Vulcan female coming up. Bin starts at 500 space credits. Do I hear 5, F5, 5?
Get a lot of space.
Got a 6, got a 5, get a 6, a 6.
Seven. Yeah, that's exactly what that... Wow, they don't even need to watch the episode.
Nope.
They should, though, before they listen to us. But after that, I don't think they need to now. T'Pol sets a record.
She does.
For the Orion slave market.
Yeah.
And
she's a hot commodity.
She meets some other poor ensign in a cage.
Yeah.
And that poor ensign in the cage, it's his first tour of duty.
Welcome to space, bitch. So as Dad and Soong arrive down on this space planet, there's a large-breasted green gal who goes up for space bidding, and the auctioneer guy goes up next. We got a large-breasted green gal. Starting at 500 space credits out here. 5, get a 5, get a 5, get a 6, get a 6, get a 7, get a 7.
Is this the bit?
Yeah, this is the bit. I got, like, another 2 more. And as she's being auctioned up, there's some sort of banter going on. I think Soong tells Archer, he says, you know, those Orion girls...
Oh, yeah.
They're goers.
Well,
you know?
No, Archer goes, they sell their own people too, and Soong goes, only the women. And then they said
they're goers.
About goers.
Sure. Those Orion women can suck golf balls through bottom noses.
Yeah, there's a bunch of allusions
suck
to their
the chrome
sexual.
Off a trailer hitch.
There's...
Spank a monkey.
What?
What?
And there's some allusion to their sexual prowess.
And so next up on the auction block is a human twink in a jumpsuit. Do I hear 5? Do I got 5? Got a 5? Got a 6?
Oh,
six.
Yeah, that's right. It was. I get it now. Because it was a Starfleet guy.
Yeah, it was the ensign. It was a green. That's the last one I have.
A human twink in a jumpsuit. Wow.
He was sort of a baby boy looking guy.
Oh, wow. That's good.
And nobody wants him except Dad. Dad buys him back.
Dad tried to buy him back.
He did. He bought him back.
Did he?
Yeah, that's how they find out how to dismantle those things.
I didn't realize he bought them.
Yeah.
I must have spaced out.
And then Dad and Soong go back down, and they deactivate all the slaves, and it's at this time a brouhaha starts. A regular...
Jailbreak!
Good old-fashioned slave rebellion.
And then Big Show goes, slaves are loose! Slaves are loose! Grab slave!
T'Pol chops him in the head, and he says, I will make you my own slave. And she says, I'm not for sale. God. And karate chops
him. She kicked him in his giant nuts.
Yeah, she did.
The captain's going to get us out of here, right? That ensign's not going to last.
No, he's not.
I hope he died. I wish he'd... I mean...
So, yeah. Soong tries to escape.
Dad. Oh, remind me that I have an off-the-record comment for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Moving on. Go ahead. So, Dad does what?
Dad captures Soong. Everybody gets beamed back up. And suddenly, out of nowhere,
uh-oh.
The Klingon bird of prey swoops in.
Shit.
And Soong heads off with him. And as he leaves, he hits him with the parting remark. Why don't you go home and start learning how to speak Klingon? Excuse me?
What?
Do you know who the fuck you're talking to, you little twerp?
Yeah, you little... Thanks for playing Data. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Twerp.
Twerp.
Yeah, and then, I mean, anyway, so he gets away after cattle prods Archer, yeah. and it's to be continued. And so we'll go into the next episode, but, so... I'm trying to...
That's a funny off-the-record comment.
Well, it was so weird to me.
Yeah. She does look just like her, too.
Yeah, so, it was a good episode, I guess, kind of moving along. It's like, okay, so we had Nazi aliens.
Mm-hmm.
We got back to Earth. We had...
sex.
Failed love and sex. And then now, first mission back from shore leave, and it's a fucking clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute shit show, and things are not going so well.
So, question. Soong shows up in Next Generation, right?
Yeah.
But he is old as fuck. How does he stay alive? Does he augment himself?
I'm pretty sure he augments himself. Yeah. I mean, already, I think that's why they threw that line in there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that if we just had genetic engineering, you could have double the life.
Mm.
I think that's the...
Got it. Because he's got to live through Picard being old.
Yeah.
You know? And Kirk living and dying.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I mean, there was a great threaten of a throat rip in there from an augment. And that was fun. I'll rip his throat out for all you MacGruber fans. But yeah, that's about it. That was good.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Setting up for a nice little 3-episode arc here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. If you liked what you heard here and you want any of those things that we talked about earlier, send us an email. At thestarcompanion @gmail.com.
Yes.
Or you can send us a book or two and get them that way. Patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
We got cards. We got stickers.
We got love for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yes, sirritos.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.